Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the continuation of our October board meeting. And we're going to start with an update on the taxonomy. And I give the floor to Vivek.
Thank you, Hans. So good morning, everyone. The purpose of this session is to provide the board members with an update on the feedback received on the proposed IFRS taxonomy update for the interest rate benchmark reform phase two amendments and the next steps. So proposed IFRS taxonomy update, interest rate benchmark reform phase two, was published for public comment on 27th of August 2020. The comment letter period ended on 28th of September 2020. So we received one comment letter from the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Nigeria. They agreed with all the proposals in the proposed taxonomy update. The proposals were also reviewed by the ITCG members before publication of the proposed taxonomy update. There was a proposal relating to the addition of elements for disclosure of fact of early application of new or amended IFRS standards, which was discussed at a public meeting of the ITCG in October. Most ITCG members expressed support for the proposals, and no ITCG members expressed disagreement. Hence, we do not expect to make any significant change in finalizing the IFRS taxonomy update and will shortly circulate the final update for approval by the board. After the approval by the balloting process, we plan to issue the final IFRS taxonomy update in December 2020, along with the IFRS taxonomy files. So this was a brief update for the taxonomy update for interest rate benchmark reform phase two. Thank you. And now I'll hand over to Isa for the proposed taxonomy update for IFRS 17 amendments.
Okay, Lisa.
Good morning, everyone. So I'd like to provide you with a very brief update on the feedback we have received and the next steps on the proposed IFRS taxonomy update that covers amendments to IFRS 17, which is the new insurance contract standard, amendments to IFRS 4, which is the old insurance contract standards, and those changes were related to the extension of the temporary exemption from applying IFRS 9. And lastly, the amendments to IFRS 16, property plan and equipment related to proceeds before intended use. The document for proposed IFRS taxonomy update was published on the website for public comment on the 16th of July this year. After 60 days, the comment letter period ended on 14th of September 2020. Unfortunately, we did not receive any comments on this document, and we do not expect to make any significant change in finalizing this document. So also we are working on it and we are planning to circulate the final update for approval by the board. We do not plan to issue separate IFRS taxonomy for this final update, but we plan to include those changes in the annual IFRS taxonomy 2021, which is expected to be published at the end of the first quarter of 2021, as usual. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any questions to the taxonomy team? Oh, Sue?
Yes, just through no fault of the taxonomy team, but I have to say I continue to be concerned with the lack of response that we're getting on these documents, given the amount of time and effort that's going into preparing exposure drafts for comment and balloting them and all of the review and everything else. The fact that we're not really receiving comment letters on these documents when the taxonomy is important is really concerning. So I know that some of us have been trying to have conversations with people to encourage them to respond, but and we've flagged this with the Due Process Oversight Committee of the trustees because the cost-benefit assessment for these exposures is a little bit troubling, I think.
Yeah. Are you almost suggesting we shouldn't expose if no responses come?
Well, no, but it doesn't seem like it's a particularly effective way of getting feedback, perhaps. I mean, and I'm not suggesting we do anything about that at this stage, but I just think it's something we need to keep monitoring.
Yeah.
I think, Sue, you're exactly right there, and it's something that as a team we are really concerned about, and we are looking at trying as much as possible to encourage people to respond to the documents because clearly it is important. Without comments from a broad base, it's it's difficult to ensure that we, you know, are clear about what we're doing with the taxonomy and that the taxonomy is as good as it could possibly be.
Anne?
Yes, further to what Rachel's just said, we do get comments from the ITCG, and because they comment in the meeting, they're then not submitting comment letters, and that's a difficult part of the process. So we are accessing, the ITCG has broad membership, and there are people in there who are aware of taxonomy issues, and they're giving good feedback to staff, but it doesn't, ITCG is public, but it does make the comment letter process look, as Sue said, completely inappropriate and inadequate. So, yeah, I'm with Rachel. We just need to do some more thinking about the way forward on this. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Anne. Okay.